with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Yeah, welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, December the 8th. We're fastly approaching the Christmas and New Year's holiday season. And next week, Barbecue Bob and I, you're going to want to tune in because we've got gifts for the griller. Maybe you get your significant other to listen in next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. And we're gonna go through a long list of gifts for the holidays. But
send her the podcast.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. There you go. But right now we're still sticking with maybe some of the things that you were successful in your hunting this fall, and what do we do with all this? You know, if you got one deer, you got 60 pounds of meat in your freezer. You got two, double it. But there's a lot of other things. There's bunnies out there and all kinds of goodies that it's fall hunting season. So take it away, Bob. What are you thinking, man?
Hey, welcome back. Thanks. And don't forget, you can catch me on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy. The Grillin' Guy's website is a good place to get all these recipes. There's a search bar at the top. Just type in your keywords like I even do on my own site, because I have to look up an old recipe, and that's a fast, easy way for me. It'll come right up to it, and you can download, print the pages. It's friendly. It's easy. Use it as a resource. But fall kills, well, before we do that, there's kind of an issue I'm reading a bunch online, and I'm watching the whole thing with the CWD and all the
chronic wasting disease,
all the controversy about, you know, QDM, quality deer management, all this stuff. And there's a lot of opinions bouncing around about, do you kill a buck or do you kill a doe? Like I said, I got bitched out by that guy for buck shaming. And it's caused me to really think about how do you approach the wildlife in your area. And I guess what it comes down to is, if you're an avid outdoorsman and you've figured out what your area is like and what your herd is looking like, you just make the decision on your own, because you're going to anyway. But, I mean, for me personally,
looking through the scope,
yeah,
that's what you're going to do.
Yeah, so I'm kind of decided that I'm just going to make the decision on my own, and maybe that 8-point that ran by me should have been down.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and there's a whole lot of factors
that
go into that,
but,
obviously.
But there's quite a controversy in Michigan and many states right now based on some of these diseases floating around the herds. I also read a really cool article, and I posted it on my personal page, but it's about – The government putting all these gray wolves into Montana and what it's done to the elk herd out there. And there's some fantastic information. There's a lot of people wanting to sell the fact that them doing it has balanced out wildlife. And there are locals out there that are telling you it's not the case. And one of the problems that they had was they introduced the gray wolf to replace a timber wolf. Well, the gray wolf is from Canada, so he speaks funny, and he's actually a bigger, stronger breed, more of a super predator than the timber wolf, which is a predator. So I think that elk population might go over the cliff in Montana. So, you know, when you look at the wildlife, and we're all responsible, we're all stewards of the earth, right? And we're supposed to keep it clean and do all these things. Just read and pay attention and make your own decisions. I apologize if my opinion was offensive to anybody, because I'm finding out that there's an awful lot more to consider than just that QDM philosophy that I followed for years.
Sure. Well, you know, a well-rounded man is well-read, right?
That's right.
So, yeah, follow up on stuff. You bet. So let's talk a little bit about if you did take some venison this fall. As a matter of fact, the season's still open.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm bow hunting right now.
Right.
And so I'm going to get a doe.
Okay, man. Yeah. Right. I know you got the empty freezer syndrome.
No.
Right.
It's so
right
full.
Now. Right. But anyway, we were, as we mentioned earlier, if you just tuned in at the beginning of the show, we talked about We were out at Allen Bob Sports this week, helping them with some holiday sales stuff and an event that they did. And one of the things that we did out there were venison sliders. And, you know, probably the largest poundage of meat that you're going to get from your animal is going to be put into some sort of ground hamburger or a sausage or something of that nature that is a ground meat. And one of the things you can do with it, obviously, is burgers. Venison has a unique flavor. It's not – I'm not going to call it strong. It's just unique, right? And so
– it's good.
One of the things you can do with it is if you serve it in smaller portions, it's a great introductory to people.
That's a wonderful thing you just said there.
Right.
And I agree completely.
Right. So one of the ways you can do that is just a slider, because it's two or three bites. And you can camouflage it, if you need to, with a little Dijon mustard or something and a pickle, which is what we did. We made them simple sliders. We took a pickle chip, dill pickle. You could do it with a sweet one, though, too, if you wanted to. But we used dill and a little bit of a Dijon mustard on a bun. And you can buy slider buns in any grocery store now.
Slider over to me, then.
Right, exactly. And
So here's the deal. Bites. If you're using pure venison, and most of us are going to do that, I am personally not a fan of mixing beef with ground beef with venison.
Why not?
I just like a venison burger or slider because it's a wonderful meat. It's very lean. It's very healthy. And I'm on this kick. I'm trying desperately to not be such a fat guy. And
way overrated, Bob.
Well,
stick with those you know, brother.
Well, right now it's working for me. And I you know, once you start losing weight and you're burning calories, you can't introduce a bunch of fats like this beer and expect to keep losing weight. You start storing again. So my point is, with a venison slider, you can put a little bit of fat in it, and it's a good virgin EVO. And then you can put a little blue cheese or some goat cheese or something like that. Shredded cheddar works great. A mozzarella, it's a good binder. But also a nice onion or green olives or all that stuff. And then you have added some fat to it so it will stick together and it won't be a hockey puck.
Right.
And then cook it to medium rare.
Right. Hot grill, crisp it up on the outside. You want it medium rare on the inside, juicy, right? And that's, ironically, that's this beer from Petoskey, what it's called. But it's a juicier bite, and that's the thing when people eat game. It's overcooked most
yes.
of the time.
Yes,
and therefore it's really dry and
or
flavorless.
Or they hung it and they thought they'd age it, which you're, according to Tim Sobey anyway, you should not be aging venison. That's
right.
One of the things that you should not age. My good buddy Greg Brown from Smyrna gave me this recipe years ago, and it is really good. You take backstraps, and again, you butterfly them, just like you were talking about earlier.
Okay.
So you've got your nice, it looks like a flank steak, a nice flat piece of meat. Tenderize it, which I would tell you with those round steak, if you're going to make skewers, you'd want to tenderize those too. If you have a nice meat hammer, pound the something
meat out of them.
Yep. Marinate them in a teriyaki blend, this whole butterflied backstrap. And then you cut into wedges, real simple wedges, an apple, jalapenos, and onion. You take those wedges and you put them into that butterfly scenario so that when you roll it up, they're aligned properly and they'll roll. Right? So
right.
You want them lengthwise. You roll them up, and then you tie it together. You wrap it in bacon, and then you tie it.
Don't miss that step.
Then you tie it together, or you stick it with toothpicks. Yep.
If you've got butcher's twine, use it. Toothpicks,
they
fragments
burn.
Of them, they burn, and fragments of them get lost in there, and that's the last thing you want to do.
You could wreck them that way.
Well, damn near killed them. But anyway.
And then you grill it on all sides to a desired level. I'm going to tell you, with all this filling in there, it takes a little bit, but you don't want to kill it on the outside to cook it on the inside. So all you've got is jalapeno, apple, and onions inside, so they can be as crispy as you like.
Coming up next, we're going to be talking about the main protein on your holiday table. Stick with us. We'll be back.